Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons. For your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hey, welcome. We had Adam Duritz on today's show. We also have an hour-long interview on the BobbyCast. And I'm a massive Counting Crows fan, so is Eddie, which is maybe my favorite guest we've ever had.
Dude, it's awesome.
Right? I don't want to just jump out and say that without thinking about it, but now I've had plenty of time to think about it. My favorite guest we've ever had. Oh, John Mayer, that was great, too. That's my,
Yeah, that was a good interview,
too. Great, too. But, here's the thing. On today's show, but you can hear the full hour if you go search the BobbyCast, because originally he was going to come to my house and do a BobbyCast, but then somebody in his band got COVID, and so they shut it down, didn't do anything except they did the show, except without that band member. But he was like, somebody got COVID. I'm not coming to your house. Rescheduled it. Boom. He was here. It was awesome. But I did hear that, were you trying to sing around him or something, Amy?
No.
Oh, yeah, you were trying to be discovered.
Oh, Amy,
Amy,
you
walked down the hallway.
I've heard from both of these two that you were.
Yep.
This is you walking down the hallway.
Both of these two that are just looking for things.
Amy, you were walking down the hall and you were like, it's a long December.
No, it was Mr. Jones, I heard.
Okay,
And I was like, really, Amy? And you go, what? It's just stuck in my head. Oh. And I was like,
were you singing loud?
Yes.
No.
So loud.
I was
right
not.
By the door where, the
green room.
Green room is.
The virtual.
whatever that room is called.
Yeah. Do you have audio?
Amy.
Okay, yeah. Most.
Oh, so if I have audio, it doesn't count?
Well, I don't know. Because I was going to say, could we see how loud it is? Because I don't really feel like it was loud. And
so now you admit you were singing. A minute ago, you said you weren't singing.
Well, sometimes I'll sing people's songs if they're in my head.
Yes.
As I'm.
Okay.
But do you sing it right by the green room where
right when the door is open?
You mean the Hyundai virtual green room?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess that's the real green room. That's not virtual.
Yeah.
The Hyundai green room?
I could speak to it. They're cutting me off. What I am saying is, Bobby's question was, were you trying to sing for Adam based on you guys or get him to notice me? That is what my answer no was to. I was singing his songs, but gosh, so crazy that we have an artist and his songs would be in my head.
Oh, that's weird because we have artists in here all the time. And Eddie, have you ever seen her just walk by the green room and sing in their songs?
Not to my memory.
I don't think he was in there when I.
But Amy's not trying to be a singer.
Right.
But here's the deal. I think when
you're trying to be Jennifer Lopez.
When you ask the question about Shrek and all that, he says, "I'm in with Hollywood. I went to all the studios." I think that sparked a thing in Amy's head.
Like, she was like, "Oh, I can be in a musical."
I don't.
Yeah.
Because your mom always told you had a great voice, and so you always deep down think you have a good voice, and you were looking for some confirmation.
Okay. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because they both brought it up to me separately.
Mm-hmm. We both heard it.
But I don't think
separate songs. So it wasn't just like one pass-by. It had to be multiple pass-by's.
And it wasn't. But I think if it were Abby, you guys would actually have something to say. Because Abby, although she's not really trying to be a singer, she likes to sing, but she's not trying to be a professional singer.
Right.
No,
but
she doesn't do it in front of the professionals.
But I think if it were Abby, I would go like, oh, maybe she was being, but not Amy. She knows she can't sing. None of us can sing in here. Although Morgan tried to be a singer when she moved to town.
That's true.
I wanted to be a singer when I grew up, and I wanted to try out for American Idol, but my parents told me I was not very good at it, so.
But didn't you want to, like, do it while you were here, though, too, or no?
No, you guys made me sing karaoke on air to hear my voice I wanted to be a singer.
At what point, though, did you let the dream go? Honestly.
I let the dream turned into being a singer to being an actor is when it changed in high school.
Okay, so you never lived in Nashville and thought, maybe I got the chops.
No, okay. Not in
Nashville.
That
was Abby. Abby thought she had the chops. She moved to Nashville thinking she was going to be a singer.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Abby right now.
I mean,
we're not. We're talking about Morgan, because I do remember that bit where we made Morgan sing.
I felt so bad about that.
And you're sure you didn't think you were good as an adult?
No, I mean, I still think like I'm a good actor, but I don't think I'm a good singer now.
I'll accept it.
But Eddie seemed to think that I could still make it. That's why he made me sing on air.
Man, her mom told me that she tried out for American Idol. I was like, this is perfect. I got to bring this up to Bobby.
Your tryout, though, walk me through that.
Oh, boy.
It didn't make it to try out.
You were going to go.
I was crying to my mom about that she didn't want to let me go to American Idol. I wanted to go try out for American Idol. I had the contract in my hand, and she needed to sign it. And she basically refused and was like, this is not a dream you should keep chasing.
And that's tough as a parent, like, to tell your child, hey, you just don't got it.
You
got to
be real with it. Because mostly it's like, go for your dreams.
Right.
Do you think if you took some lessons, Morgan, you could be good?
I did take singing lessons.
Oh.
And I still don't. I just don't think I ever quite. I'm really good at harmonizing with other people. And that's why I thought I was good. But then when I sang by myself, I had no way of like harmonizing anything. So like I could sing in choir really well. That's why I thought I was good.
Abby, are you still taking singing lessons at all?
That stopped for right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, I gotta continue that. I don't know why. It started to get really expensive, honestly. It's pricey
is.
There.
Absolutely.
She's like a really a professional. She's sang for everybody.
Do you feel like it helped you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any gigs coming up?
Nope. No.
Just need me out there booking your gigs, huh?
Yeah, let's go. Right. Where's the next one?
With that money you made from the bar, did you give Lunchbox any of it?
No.
You're
he hasn't said anything, so okay.
He'll invoice you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So how much did you make after you gave everything up to your partner?
Oh, that, what'd I say? $275 is what I made total.
And then you had to split it.
Did you split it straight up with him?
Yeah.
Okay, so say you made $132.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Lunchbox should get my agent makes $10. I mean, my agent makes 10%.
So
you get $13.
Boom. Let's go.
Well, okay, he didn't do anything to help me get tips, by the way. Like he could have grabbed the tip bucket, and like
yeah, but my agent doesn't show up and go, okay. Like if you're treating this as that, because what will happen is, I'm just being honest with you. Listen, it was a bit. He did it as a bit. He's done stupid stuff. He's done stupid stuff to be mean as a bit. This worked. But if you give him $13.75 as the 10% off of your money, he may go find you other jobs because he realizes this is a second source of income.
That's true. Okay. I will. I'll Venmo him. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, he got it. And then there's like continued gigs in the future there also. Like at the hotel, she said she's going to tell me when it's sold out again. So then I'll go perform again.
What about you go play when it's not sold out? You'll do that too, just so you can get the experience.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why she told me just those dates when they're sold out. So
when what's sold out? The hotel?
Because the hotel don't get sold out very often, so they're like, we don't need you back that often.
Oh.
And are you trying to be a professional singer?
I don't think so at this point because like you have to be a full-on artist. You have to be like all around everything. And I don't think I can do everything that they do.
What do you mean all around everything? Well, if you're just so like, good, you literally could just quit this job and go do that. Chase your dream.
Yes.
You're saying if you could play guitar, you could be a professional singer?
No, I didn't say that. No, everything it entails.
Because some singers aren't guitar players at all.
I was just trying to see what she means by entails everything.
Like interviews, red carpets, all that.
Well, you don't learn all that.
But you don't do that until you're like successful. Like most don't do anything.
Most don't do anything. Her being on the red carpet is what's holding her back, guys.
her not knowing how to do a red carpet?
Her ability not to walk down the red carpet and answer questions is what's making her not a famous superstar.
In the end, Abby, I just don't want you to end up being 68 years old and going, I wish I would have given it a run. If you don't want to give it a run, don't give it a run. You know?
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, that's why I did move here at the beginning, was to see what I could do, because people are like, you need to move to Nashville, network, see what happens, you know, start writing with people.
But who told you that?
Before I...
like honestly, I want to know honestly, like, who from Wichita sat you down and was like, Abby, you need to move to Nashville and, like, go for it.
No, it was over, like, 10 years ago when I visited Nashville. I went to Broadway and I started asking people that were performing on Broadway. I was like, what should I do? Do you have advice? And that's what they said. They're like, well, you need to live here in the first place.
So it wasn't people that heard you sing. It was just people that were singing, giving you their version of what worked for them.
Correct.
Or what they were doing at the time.
Yes, but I had a lot of support from people in Kansas.
Oh. Great. I love it. And you have support from me.
And me.
Not from you, but from Bobby, yes. So, yeah, we'll see.
Man, if we could just teach her how to walk down that red carpet.
Okay? You know what I mean.
That's all she's missing.
Okay.
All right, Abby, good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, Raymundo, I know that you watch Vanderpump Rules. And
yeah.
I saw a meme that finally explained a little bit about what's happening.
Yeah, for the Friends thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaylin showed it to me last night because I've just stayed away. But who are the two people involved in this? Tom Sandoval?
Yeah.
And then who's the girl?
Ariana. That's his longtime girlfriend. And then her best friend, Raquel, is the one that he cheated with.
Okay, so this is the analogy. Imagine the cast of Friends. Imagine that Chandler was sleeping with Rachel while he was married to Monica for 7 months. Joey knew for most of that time but never told Monica, but still acted like nothing was wrong to her face. Who's Joey in this?
So it's the Tom and Tom. The guys opened a restaurant in L.A. together. Mm-hmm. His best friend just hung out with the group, acted like everything was hunky-dory, even at times acted like he was kind of interested in Raquel when he knew his best friend was hooking up with Raquel and cheating on Ariana.
And we're sure this is all really it's not just a reality show line that they made up and they're just sticking to because making him famous?
No. It's in real time. I mean, fans even called him out when they saw him at Coachella together, so... The way they did the show is really good because they did the lives with Andy every night of the week. So, I mean, it's all plays perfectly. There's no way you can fake that. I mean, unless you really want to screw up your life like that.
Is this the biggest Vanderpump scandal ever?
I'd say it's the biggest reality TV show, not like Survivor, those reality TV shows, but Real World, any of those, Vanderpump, Bravo.
Biggest scandal,
This
though.
Is the biggest one.
Yeah.
Massive.
Anybody else watch Vanderpump at all?
No.
Like, I've heard such good things, and I just never got into
you
it.
You do?
Yeah, I've watched a lot of the seasons. Not quite like Ray.
Well, and there's like sleuths that have gone back now that we knew they were cheating the whole time, and that you can see some times where he would grab the girl's butt, and the camera guy would catch it, and just nobody really saw it happen. And his girlfriend at the time was 2 feet away, and he would grab the other girl's butt.
Why would you ever grab a butt when there's a camera around?
The camera didn't have that angle, but
it doesn't matter if there's a camera around at all. People around, idiots.
They just keep getting away with stuff.
Morgan, so what do you think about the cheating scandal? Is there any way that this Tom guy's actually not a villain?
No, I kind of felt like he was a villain all along when I was watching. He was always kind of the shady guy when you were watching. It wasn't like he was like painted to truly be like the nice guy anyway. So when it came out, I was like, it feels kind of accurate. It feels like that could happen. If that makes sense. Like, he always was treated as the character that you kind of wanted to hate a little bit.
Pretty good looking guy though, right?
Yeah, he was like a walking red flag. You'd watch him be like, oh, he's got a lot of red flags.
Yeah, but do you think, though, that... I know, I just don't believe fully everything that I'm fed through a television show.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be real whenever things happen semi-organically, but they're put in places for things to happen, and it's character development as well, and you guys both think it's real. If you think it's real, then I'm just going to believe it and stop... second guessing everything about television.
I feel like it's real.
Well, right? It's real. They broke up and Raquel went and got mental help. She went to a rehab camp for 2 weeks.
You saw her there?
But did they have an open relationship, yes or no?
No, they didn't. That was just towards the end of it. That was kind of thrown around. It's open. And then she got confronted, Ariana, and she goes, no, it's not open. I don't know why that rumor's going around.
So he's way more famous because of this.
Yes. He's really famous, but I mean, half his crowd has turned on him. And I mean, his restaurants could go under. They have Tom Tom.
They ain't going under from this. I don't even know who the dude is, but I know his name because that's how big this scandal is, that people who know nothing about it still know of it.
I know, but some of the TikTokers say, well, we're never going to go to their new restaurant.
Yeah, you couldn't comment on his Instagram for a long time. I still don't think you can. Like, I think it was that bad.
And doesn't he have a new chick now, though?
Oh, he's not together with that girl anymore?
No, he's not even with Raquel. He's with some other girl.
I don't remember the names anymore, but...
Yeah, some other girl.
Monica.
He's not with either in the cheating scandal. Now it's a whole new one.
Yeah, it's a whole new girl from Austin.
And if it is real, why would you even get with that dude? I guess because if you want somebody that's famous.
Fame. Maybe.
Does he come from money?
No.
No.
So he doesn't have a ton of money. He has like new reality show money, which isn't a ton of money.
He used to just be a bar back, and then he wrote a cooking book, and then he opened one restaurant, and then he opened another bar with the help of Lisa Vanderpump, and then voila, he's got multiple restaurants and bars.
Mm-hmm. Would I like him to hang out?
No. I mean, he's a sports guy. He's from St. Louis, so he's huge into sports. That would be the only angle if you...
I see him doing podcast interviews, like, on my TikTok. So he's out, though, talking about it?
He is, yeah. He went on multiple podcasts and was just totally open about it. But he also seems like a politician, where he kind of angled it and said, oh, our relationship was dying. I needed to get my mojo back. And they're like, well, that's why you cheated on my best friend?
Morgan, what do you want to say about this?
Well, I feel like, too, he's not a good guy because when he issued his first apology, it was like an apology to everyone else but her. And then he like apologized to her secondary. So it already gave me the ick about him. I was like, you're clearly not a good guy because that's the first person who deserves this apology.
This dude's a good looking dude. I'm surprised he doesn't have a million Instagram followers.
He lost a lot of social media followers. Like I've watched the numbers just go down and down and down as more stuff came out.
You know, in the end, he didn't hurt a kid and he didn't do the stuff that cancels you, and he'll be way more famous at the end of this because of this. Because people don't watch this show if they get super offended by cheat. This is a whole, all these shows like this is like drama. You want the drama. That's what makes the Housewives and Vanderpump. You want the living on the boat. What's that show called?
Below Deck.
Below Deck.
You want the drama. Yeah, you want that. Yeah. So what's going to happen is he's going to benefit like crazy from this. Because again, he didn't hit somebody, he didn't touch a kid, he didn't do a lot of the stuff that's cancelable. Although, I mean, he did cheat. But
does he sing?
I don't even believe anything.
Yeah, he does Raging Idiots type stuff.
He has funny music?
Look.
Maybe really? I would be his friend. Let's go! That doesn't look funny, though. He looks like he's really singing hard and...
But he's in it in a humorous way.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. And that's how the whole cheating scandal broke. His phone fell out of his pocket. His girlfriend grabbed his phone and started looking at some messages, and he had pictures in there.
He looks like Harry Styles and... What's the guy's name? The actor that wore just the NFL hat at the Super Bowl and everybody laughed at him? Really good looking guy for the
80s. Yeah, older dude?
Yeah.
Is it Rob Lowe?
Yeah, he looks like Harry Styles and Rob Lowe had a baby. He's that good looking guy. All right, moving on. Benedict Cumberbatch, you know who he is?
Yes.
Yes.
Actor?
Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. And,
That one.
Yeah. Also was the Sherlock Holmes.
That's it.
Okay.
God, it was good. I love Sherlock Holmes. Benedict Cumberbatch and his family had an incident in their home. So this dude, Jack, broke into their house with a knife. He broke through a gate. He went in, got on the intercom, then bashed it with a knife. He's like, I know you live here. I know you moved here. Hope this place burns down. They're in the house. Benedict Cumberbatch and his family are in the house when this guy's doing this. And so him, his wife, his three kids, they call police. Luckily, they got there and got him out. But imagine that dude's in your house looking for you whenever you are there. Mm. That Sherlock's good, though.
On a side note.
Yeah, and Martin Freeman, the dude who played Watson, was also in The Office, the original Office, I believe. I think he played the Jim Halpert role of The Office whenever that was a deal. And he was also in The Hobbit, I believe.
I never watched
But before
those.
The Hobbit, was it Lord of the Rings? Was he in that too?
I think just The Hobbit.
Canada issues a grim U.S. travel advisory among all the mass shootings. Quote, risk of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know how we always have been like, man, I don't want to go to Mexico. I don't want to go to Mexico. The cartels are going to chop our heads off. We're that.
That's terrible.
This country is that to everybody else.
Oh, my goodness.
And we don't even know it because it just, like, crept up on us. States are like, you don't need a license to carry a gun. Everybody has a gun. It's bizarre. We live in a bizarre world. And people have to now have identity politics where they have to just identify with one certain person on one certain side, and whatever they say is the entire way they live their life. Because I know there are people... There are conservatives that don't think every single person should have a gun, even if they don't have a license. But they can't really say that because then they get... I'm talking about media people or people in the political world. They can't really say that because then they get crushed because they're not identifying with the one strict, straight platform. Like, I think you should be able to have a gun. I think you should be able to carry. If you have a license. Imagine if the new political thing was driving without a license. It very well could be. I think we have freedom. And if you want to drive a car, dang, you should drive a car and not have to go through what the government says. You have to go. Anything can be made political. And all of a sudden we got people, I don't need a license. Oh, God dang. It's bizarre. We are Mexico.
I don't know. Mexico's pretty bad, man.
Bro, there was a mass shooting yesterday.
Every day.
It's crazy.
There is another. There are more than one a day of people pulling out just shooting each other.
That's terrible.
We are Mexico. Oh. And our corruption is just in a different way. We are Mexico. That should be our new slogan. Mm. I don't think people are going to come, but I think that's a new slogan.
We can't pay off our cops yet, though. That's one thing in Mexico. Like, you get $20, you're good.
I think you can still pay off some.
I do, too. There's corruption. They just had to shut down a bunch of cops. They're looking at all their tattoos in California because a lot of the cops were in some of these white supremacy gangs.
Whoa.
And they were like, we need to start. And they're like looking at the tattoos on these cops because they got into the police force.
Okay, we're Mexico.
But it's different. It's different. We're Mexico.
Wow.
Some good slogans. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We are Mexico.
We are Mexico.
So yeah, that's what's up. There's a show called The Idol. It's not American Idol. It is on HBO. I guess that would be called Max. Hey, Mike, will you talk to me about this show? Because The Weeknd, he's an actor in the show, but I see that the show is the lowest rated show ever.
Yeah, he kind of plays a character like himself, but they're basically calling it softcore porn. Like, that's why it's getting such low ratings. That's basically what they're playing.
It's
it
just
off
a lot of sex all the time.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp's daughter's in it?
Yeah.
Lily Rose Depp. So it is sitting at 17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought The Weeknd was not going to, he's going to change his name.
That's a great question, but he's listed still as The Weeknd. Huh. Oof. What's he listed as here? No, he's listed by his real name, though.
Abel.
Yeah, Abel Tesfaye, I think is how you say his name. But it is the lowest rated show, period. And The Idol, is he trying to make it? Is that why they call it The Idol, like the American Idol?
Yeah, he's like a pop star.
Got it. A woman kills her husband after being served with divorce papers.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
A woman's been apprehended in Arlington, Texas after bludgeoning her husband to death with a hammer. Deesh. That's a tough one. I can understand shooting somebody, but you got to have some rage with a hammer. Police say Mitran, 42 years old, was called to the victim's apartment to sign divorce papers, and things did not go as planned. Tran is now being held by Arlington City Police without bond and very likely will face murder charges. Meanwhile, though investigators are unclear as to what happened leading up to the homicide, they say that Tran was found sitting outside the apartment after the incident and was immediately arrested. That's from Yahoo.
We are Mexico.
We are.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, we're like, we don't do that.
She didn't even try to run. I mean, that's...
I think she was in a different, like,
ooh,
state of mind.
That's what I'm saying. If you're just sitting there, it's like, whoa.
Hey, by the way, everybody in Central Texas, Jordan Davis, myself are doing a show together for charity at ACL Live, which is a venue there. It's for the Andy Roddick Foundation, which he works with a lot of kids in Central Texas, has for years. It's great. So I'll do comedy. Jordan Davis will do music. And you can go get tickets now at ACLLive.com if you want to go to that show. ACLLive.com. That's it. Raging Idiots will be there. Eddie and I will be performing a little bit too.
Don't tell them yet.
Never mind. We won't tell you who, but that. Aging Ray Idiots, IA. This guy's seeking legal advice after finding holes in his fence because the neighbor apparently had drilled them to look at his wife.
Like, is she laying out or something?
He has a wooden fence that he shares with the neighbor. It seems that the neighbor keeps drilling holes in the fence to peep at the guy's wife while she's sunbathing. Do you have to have a hole, though? Can't you just
look
the slits?
Over. Oh, yeah.
Don't look over it. You can see your head. Like, there are slits.
You just hear a drill.
You see it just come out. No. What would you do? Lunchbox?
Man, that's a tough one. But I'd be like, hey, she's a hottie.
I just wouldn't want someone destroying my property, I guess.
I mean, just a little hole in the fence ain't that big a deal to me.
I know, but I don't want one hole in the fence now, 10 holes in the fence. Still my property. Don't drill through my fence. If you can see her through the cracks, hey, have at it, buddy.
Yeah,
sounds like this guy doesn't care, though. Like, sounds like he's been busted already for drilling holes, and he doesn't care.
He just I just see it coming through the wood. Yeah, that's a creepy situation. You have to live next to that neighbor too, so you're gonna see them out all the time.
Yeah, that's weird. Is when you're taking the garbage cans out. Like, yeah, hey man, when's your wife gonna be sunbathing?
I don't think that's a combo, but
no.
I think that's it. Thank you guys. We're back. Hope you guys had a good Memorial Day weekend. I think we'll just call it there. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, cool. That's it, and goodbye, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.